I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 13th. A man was struck and killed early today by a hit-and-run driver on Interstate 93 in Braintree. State police were called to the scene about 4:25 this morning, the southbound side of the highway near Exit 6, where they found the victim dead. Troopers are working to establish a possible description of the vehicle that struck the victim. The center and right travel lanes were closed as patrol, detective, collision reconstruction, and crime scene units processed the scene. The victim's name had not been released. The Quincy City Council is supporting a resolution calling for the immediate shutdown of the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Officials voted 8-0 last night in favor of that resolution from Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico, who criticized Enbridge Energy for failing to respond to the city's requests for information about 3 unplanned releases of natural gas. The city also joined a lawsuit against the station, and the administration will provide an update to the City Council in the future. Butler's Pond in Quincy will be restored. The City Council has agreed to spend $1.4 million from the Sewer and Drain Rehabilitation Fund for a major dredging and restoration project that will restore the pond and also improve drainage in that area. There were 16 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 164. Quincy is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map, and there have been 152 deaths. Massachusetts health officials expect that by the end of the week, more than 2 million residents will have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Governor Baker discussed the upcoming milestone during his press conference yesterday. In 1 week, all Massachusetts residents 16 and older will become eligible to receive the COVID vaccine. The governor said the state's expecting to receive a smaller allotment of vaccines this week than in recent shipments, particularly due to a reduction of Johnson & Johnson single-shot doses. The company is dramatically scaling back shipments by 80% for the week, with only about 12,000 coming to Massachusetts. Baker said a significant number of vaccine doses are going into the federal government's retail pharmacy program, which means a lot of Massachusetts will end up getting their shots at those stores, such as a CVS. Quincy man, one of 6 former staffers of New Hampshire's state-run youth detention center, who were recently arrested in connection with the abuse of 11 children over the course of a decade, including one who continued working with children for nearly 20 years after he's accused of holding a boy down while colleagues raped him. The Sununu Youth Services Center, formerly known as the Youth Development Center, has been under investigation since July of 2019, when 2 former counselors, including 54-year-old Jeffrey Buskey of Quincy, were charged with raping a teenage boy 82 times in the 1990s. Those charges were dropped last year in order to strengthen the expanded investigation, but both men were arrested again last Wednesday and charged with rape. 2 others also were charged with rape, while other 2 were charged with being accomplices. The allegations span from 1994 to 2005. Well, the bad news is that Massachusetts didn't exactly get a sterling grade from the White House for its overall infrastructure, but neither did anyone else. As part of a state-by-state fact sheet released to promote President Biden's infrastructure plan, White House officials gave Massachusetts a C- on its infrastructure report card, citing worsening traffic, outdated public transit, and a lack of available and affordable housing. The report card said Massachusetts, like every state mentioned in the analysis, had suffered from a systemic lack of investment for decades. No state got better than a C+. 7 states and Puerto Rico received grades ranging from D+ to D-. A handful received no grades, even as some critics have begun to push back against the narrative that the country's transportation infrastructure is crumbling. The White House report card found Massachusetts alone has 472 bridges and over 1,100 miles of highway that are in poor condition. Traveling to and from Cape Cod took take longer over the next several weeks as lane restrictions began yesterday on the Sagamore Bridge for scheduled maintenance work. Instead of two lanes in each direction, traffic flow will be reduced to a single 12-foot lane in each direction. Crews will be working to repair structural steel supports on the bridge and fix the lighting system. Those lane restrictions will be in effect 24 hours a day until the work is completed. Sometime before Memorial Day weekend, all lanes will stay open on the Bourne Bridge while work is done on the Sagamore. Both the Sagamore and Bourne bridges are more than 80 years old and have been deemed structurally deficient. A $1 billion project to replace the bridges could start at 2025 at the earliest. A 20-year-old motorist who was blinded by the sunset struck and injured a woman who was walking along a street in Cohasset last week. Officers responding to a report of a crash involving a pedestrian on Jerusalem Road last Thursday evening found a 57-year-old woman suffering from lower body pain who was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The motorist, who police identified as a Plymouth man, was said to be within his lane when he clipped the victim. Police blamed the crash on solar glare. Criminal charges were not filed, but he was issued a citation for operating a vehicle with an expired inspection sticker. Governor Baker said he expects the vehicle inspection system at the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles to be up and running again by the end of the week. Back on March 30th, a malware attack hit the computer system run by vendor Applis Technologies that processes the inspections. The vendor sent out a patch to service stations last week, but the system is still down. The company told the RMV on Friday their system should be operating by this Saturday. Police will not ticket you for driving with an expired inspection sticker right now. There will be a grace period after things are working again. Vehicles that were newly purchased or registered on or after March 23rd will be allowed until April 30th to get a new sticker. Well, the Pan Mass Challenge Winter Cycle has a new date. The Winter Cycle Spring Edition will be held on Sunday, June 6th. The event to raise money for cancer research at Dana-Farber was scheduled for January 30th at Fenway Park, but was postponed because of the surge in COVID-19 cases in Boston. The Winter Cycle is usually an indoor event. This year, if city health officials approve, cyclists will have the chance to ride on the field at Fenway or from home as a virtual rider. In what would have been the Thanksgiving Day football game this past Sunday between Quincy and North Quincy High Schools, North beat Quincy 21-0. It was the 88th annual showdown between the crosstown rivals at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The 2020 Thanksgiving Day game was canceled due to the pandemic. North Quincy has now won four of the last five annual showdowns between the two schools. Quincy did beat North in 2019, 20-6. Police clashed with protesters for a second night in the Minneapolis suburb, where an officer who authorities say apparently intended to fire a taser and not a handgun fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tom Gannon described the shooting death Sunday of 20-year-old Dante Wright as an accidental discharge. The shooting sparked protests and unrest in an area already on edge because of the trial of the first of four police officers charged in George Floyd's death. The defense for the former Minneapolis officer charged in Floyd's death was set to start presenting its case today following 11 days of a prosecution narrative that combined wrenching video with clinical analysis by medical and use of force experts to condemn Derek Chauvin's actions. Prosecutors called their final witnesses yesterday, leaving only some administrative matters before they were expected to rest today. President Biden has begun publicly courting Republicans to back his sweeping infrastructure plan, but his reach across the aisle is intended just as much to keep Democrats in line as it is a first step in an uphill climb to any bipartisan deal. Biden's high-profile Oval Office meeting with a bipartisan group of lawmakers yesterday was just one piece of a fulsome attempt to win over GOP lawmakers But even if it doesn't succeed, it could prove useful, boxing in Republicans while helping keep the widely disparate Democrats in line. Museums, rather Muslims, begin marking Ramadan with communal prayers in a socially distanced contrast to the empty mosques of a year ago when Islam's holiest month coincided with the start of the pandemic. COVID-19 cases are spiking in Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, but vaccines are being administered and the government is loosening restrictions. Mosques were allowed to open for Ramadan prayers with strict health protocols in place. And with malls and cafes open, passersby could again see curtains shielding the sight of food from people fasting. A check of business news and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 55. The NASDAQ dropped 50. The S&P fell just a fraction. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar inched up, the euro was down, oil at $60 a barrel. And sports, Red Sox are in Minnesota at 2:10 this afternoon. Celtics will take on the Trailblazers at 10 o'clock tonight, and the Bruins host the Sabres at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, there will be some clearing. It'll be breezy with a high 53. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 46. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high 52. Breezy on Thursday with some afternoon rain, high 50. Windy and rainy on Friday, the high of 45. Cloudy 48 for Saturday. For the boater today, waves 2 feet. A busy northeasterly wind, high tide right after 1 p.m. Sunrise at 6:05 and set 7:23. So again, clearing today, highs in the low 50s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 13th.